WCWP, Brookville, 88.1 FM, WCWP.org.
This is Instrumental Invasion with Mike Shimeri on WCWP, Brookville. We start this show in 1978 with guitarist Steve Kahn, son of songwriter Sammy Kahn, who spells his name differently. Off The Blue Man, Steve's sophomore release, we find Daily Bulls. FM and WCWP.org. Jeff Lorber with Sushi Monster from In the Heat of the Night in 1984. I'm more of a tempura monster. Sushi Monster was written by Jeff, keyboards and a guitar solo, Marlon McLean, lead guitar with a solo, and Nathan East, bass. They were joined by John J.R. Robinson on drums and Paulinho da Costa with percussion. Before that, Steve Kahn with Daily Bulls from The Blue Man in 1978. 9 years before, there was a Blue Man group. Steve wrote Daily Bulls and played electric and acoustic guitar. Don Grolnick was on Rhodes piano and synthesizer, Will Lee on bass, Steve Gadd on drums, and percussion by Ralph McDonald. You can find Daily Bulls south of the border in Mexico, which on this Cinco de Mayo brings us to a cover of South of the Border by Herb Alpert and the Tijuana Brass. Spyro Gyra with Philly on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org from Catching the Sun in 1980, the year the Philadelphia Phillies won the World Series. Philly was written by bassist Jim Kersdorfer, who was from Buffalo, which is where Spyro Gyra was founded. Jay Bekenstein played alto sax, which he also did in the horn section. Tom Schumann was on piano, Rhodes piano, and synthesizers. John Trope on rhythm guitar, Chet Catallo with a guitar solo, Barry Rogers with a trombone solo, Eli Konikoff on drums and percussion by Rubens Bassini. Jeremy Wall arranged the horn section and conducted and arranged the string section. Speaking of horns, before that, Herb Alpert and the Tijuana Brass with South of the Border from South of the Border in 1964. The title track is a cover of the title theme to the 1939 film South of the Border. It was written by Jimmy Kennedy and Michael Carr and sung in the film by Gene Autry, the singing cowboy. We'll go from singing to sampling with the Crusaders next on Instrumental Invasion with Mike Shimeri.
The Rock Show is heard weeknights from 7 to 9
on WCWP.org.
You're listening to Instrumental Invasion with Mike Shimeri here at 88.1 WCWP.
By 1988, Joe Sample and Wilton Felder were the only original members left in the Crusaders, who debuted 27 years earlier with jazz in their name. Here they are with Joe's self-referential composition, Samplin'. This is 88.1 FM and WCWP.org. Greg Kourakos with Magic Smiles, One Compound Word, from Sound of Emotion in 1992. Greg wrote that and played piano and keyboards. Tony Guerrero was featured on flugelhorn, and Luis Conte was featured with percussion. He was the first person you heard on Magic Smiles. There was also Ricardo Silvera on guitar, Keith Jones on bass, Bernie Dressel on drums, and vocals by Dori Caymmi, Ron Busted, and Shelby Flint, all of whom appear on dedicated vocal tracks elsewhere on Sound of Emotion. Before Magic Smiles, we were sampling with Joe Sample and the Crusaders from their 1988 release, Life in the Modern World. If you couldn't tell by the title, Joe wrote Samplin' and played piano. Larry Williams played keyboards, Wilton Felder played tenor sax, Lenny Castro handled percussion, and Nathan East and J.R. Robinson returned on bass and drums, respectively. We heard them earlier with Jeff Lorber on Jeff's second solo album. This song is from Najee's 1986 debut, and it's another title track, Najee's Theme. Play it, Najee!
Hi, this is Ryan Grabo, and you're listening to Instrumental Invasion with Mike Shamiri on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org. It's a ripping good time.
And a Fowler and Branca good time. That was Fowler and Branca with I Don't Know from The Face on Sidonia, which is a region of Mars, in 1991. I Do Know That I Don't Know was written and performed by Bob Fowler on bass, piano, keyboards, and drum programming, and Steve Branca on guitars and keyboards. Before that, Najee with Najee's Theme, from Najee's Theme in 1986, another title track. His theme was written by Ronnie Song, yes, that's his name, who played keyboards, synth bass, drum programming, and was part of the vocal group responsible for the exclamation, "Play it, Najee." Najee played alto sax and additional keyboards. We'll go 20 years into the future, where Bob James is the chosen one, at least in the next segment on Instrumental Invasion with Mike Shamiri.
Alana here inviting you to check out the Rockin' Sunday Show
and WCWP.org.
It's Instrumental Invasion with Mike Shamiri, here on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org.
When I said before that Bob James is the chosen one, I meant the song leading off this last segment of the hour is his composition, Choose Me. Well, if you insist.
Hi, this is Bob James, and you're listening to Instrumental Invasion with Mike Shamiri on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org.
That was Bob James with Choose Me, and we did, from Urban Flamingo in 2006. Choose Me was written by Bob, who played keyboards. Perry Hughes channeled the late Eric Gale on guitar. Al Turner, the bass burner, was on bass, naturally. Ron Otis played the drums, and Dave McMurray played alto sax. Al is from Philadelphia, while Bob's other band members are from Detroit. Al returns solo next hour, as do other Detroit musicians, including Alexander Zonchik, who's from across the river in Windsor, Ontario. We'll wrap up this hour with two guys from Greater Los Angeles, California. David Benoit is the second of the two, but the first of the two is guitarist Paul Brown with 24/7, which is only about 4.5 minutes. Still, 24/7 was the first song I ever heard by Paul and one of the first I purchased on iTunes. I eventually bought the album it appears on, up front, on CD. Paul Brown, 24/7. Let's hear it.
Support for WCWP comes from MapTunes.
Visit us at WCWP.org and click on the support tab.
WCWP, Brookville, LIU Public Radio, 88.1 FM, WCWP.org.
This is hour two of Instrumental Invasion with Mike Shamiri on WCWP, Brookville. Hour one ended with Max's Boogie by David Benoit from American Landscape in 1997. David wrote and arranged that boogie and played piano. Dean Parks was on guitar, Ken Wilde on bass, Carlos Vega on drums, and back again on percussion was Luis Conte. Before that, Paul Brown with 24/7 from Up Front, two words, not one compound word, in 2004. 24/7 was written by Paul on guitar and Jeff Carruthers on keyboards, drum programming, and rhythm guitar. Roberto Valli was on bass. Jerry Hay led the horn section on trumpet, along with Bill Reichenbach on trombone and Larry Williams on saxophone and flute. We heard Larry on keyboards earlier in Hour 1 with the Crusaders. Hour 2 begins with the U.S. Air Force Band Airmen of Note and a cover of Cedar Walton's composition for his band Eastern Rebellion. The song is Ojos de Rojo, Red Eyes. It's 88.1 FM and WCWP.org. The Airmen of Note with Ojos de Rojo, which in English means red eyes, from the 2020 Jazz Heritage Series. Cedar Walton wrote that for his band Eastern Rebellion's second album in 1977, and he called it Eastern Rebellion 2. Guest musician John Fedchok's arrangement for The Airmen is a little slower than the original. He was featured on trombone along with Master Sergeants Ben Patterson, also on trombone, Doug Morgan on baritone sax, as opposed to Bob Berg's tenor on the original, and David McDonald, not MacDonald like Ralph, on drums. Technical Sergeant Chris Ziemba was featured on piano, channeling Cedar. The next two musicians have first names that begin with K-E-I. First, Keith, K-E-I-T-H, Andrew, on guitar with Squirrely. That's pianist Keiko Matsui on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org with Now is the Moment from Echo in 2019. Keiko wrote it, and she was backed up by Randy Waldman on keyboards, Tim Pierce on guitar, Jimmy Johnson on bass, Vinny Colaiuta on drums and percussion a third time by Luis Conte. The horn section was comprised of Brandon Fields on alto sax, Nick Lane on trombone, and two guys on trumpet whose names start with W, Walt Fowler and Wayne Bergeron. Before that, another musician whose name starts with K, Keith Andrew, with Squirrely from Soul Expedition in 2020. Keith wrote that and played guitar. Also featured were Johnny Britt on trumpet, Tony Moore on drums and percussion by Oliver C. Brown, no relation to Paul. We'll go all in with Patrick Bradley next on Instrumental Invasion with Mike Shamari.
During this time of uncertainty and social distancing, it's easy to feel isolated and disconnected.
Available now on iOS and Android devices.
You're listening to Instrumental Invasion with Mike Shamari here at 88.1 WCWP.
Poker wasn't on his mind when writing this song, but we're going all in with Patrick Bradley. Deal those cards and let's begin. I fold.
Hi, this is Chiele Minucci of Special Effects, and you're listening to Instrumental Invasion with Mike Chimeri on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org. And don't forget how to pronounce Mike's name. It's Chimeri, like Chiele, not Chimeri or Chiele.
Got it?
Yes, always. I've always got it. Chiele Minucci and Special Effects with The Night Is Ours from Without You in 2010, their 2-CD 25th anniversary release. Though technically it was their 28th anniversary since they debuted in 1982 as Special Delivery, rechristening in 84 as Special Effects. The Night Is Ours was based on a song from that debut called Sambuca Nights. Chiele was on guitars in addition to writing and arranging. Jay Rowe was on piano and keyboards. Jerry Brooks on bass. Lionel Cordue, now of Spyro Gyra, on drums. And Philip Hamilton channeled, lots of channeling tonight, Chiele's fellow co-founder, the late George Ginda, on percussion. Before that, Patrick Bradley with All In from Can You Hear Me? Yes, in 2014. All In was the idea that sparked the project, the beginning of the journey that became Can You Hear Me? Patrick played piano and organ, rock-like as always, and wrote All In with Jeff Lorber, heard last hour with his song Sushi Monster. And like on Sushi Monster, Jeff played keyboards and guitar. Michael Thompson also played guitar with Jimmy Haslip on bass and Gary Novak on drums. Speaking of bass and recurring musicians and phrases like channeling, Al Turner, the bass burner, is back to burn more bass on this song from his 2012 album, Sunny Days. Great Day is the title, and it features Nelson Rangel on flute. FM and WCWP.org. Al Turner and rhyming nickname with Great Day from Sunny Days in 2012, written by Al and Marcus Abernathy. Al played bass, that's why he's the bass burner, but also keyboards, guitar, and drum and percussion programming. Marcus, another Detroit native tonight, was on piano. Randall Boland, he's from the Motor City, also on guitar, and featured on flute was Nelson Rangel from Denver. Alexander Zonchik, out of Windsor, Ontario, across from Detroit, will get his cracked flute next on Instrumental Invasion with Mike Shimeri.
My name is Robert. I moderate a program that I like to think is inquisitive.
And WCWP.org.
It's Instrumental Invasion with Mike Shimeri here on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org.
This is Alexander Zonchik on flute with a tune composed by James Lloyd of Pieces of a Dream, which he started in his teens. Motor City Sway is the title, and it features a current teen prodigy by the name of Justin Lee Schultz. It's 88.1 FM and WCWP.org. Ken Navarro with Love Colored Soul from Music for Guitar and Orchestra in 2018. That's a song Ken wrote for his 2005 release of the same name, Love Colored Soul. As on the original, Ken played acoustic guitar, joined here by Laurie Andrews on harp and an orchestra conducted by Jonathan Merrill. Before that, Alexander Zonchik, who Ken has previously performed with, and his song Motor City Sway from Playing It Forward in 2020. That's the third song tonight with a Detroit element. Alexander played his flutes. James Lloyd, a Philly native like Al Turner, wrote the song and played keyboards and drum programming. Randall Boland returned on guitar, and teenage piano prodigy Justin Lee Schultz had a keyboard solo, complete with vocoder, or talkbox, if you will, and I do. And if you liked listening to Motor City Sway, you can watch the music video on YouTube. The penultimate song of tonight's show is by another bassist, Julian Vaughn, nephew of Nick Colione. It's called Afternoon Delight, but it's not the Afternoon Delight by Starland Vocal Band.
This is John Cummins, and you're listening to Instrumental Invasion with my friend Mike Shimeri on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org.
Thank you, John. That was Julian Vaughn with Afternoon Delight, sans Skyrockets in Flight, from Supreme in 2019. This Afternoon Delight is an original composition by Julian, not Bill Danoff's ditty for his Starland Vocal Band. Julian was on bass, like Al Turner earlier, Elon Trotman on tenor sax, Adam Hawley on guitar, and Jeremy Nixon on keyboards and drum programming. Those two things are all we'll hear on the last song of the night. It's Dream Cruiser by Anders Enger Jensen from Retro Grooves Volume 4 in 2020. Thank you very much for listening to Instrumental Invasion with Mike Shimeri. I hope you enjoyed it as much as I enjoyed putting it together. We're cruising out with Anders Enger Jensen in his Dream Cruiser. So long.